You have been listening to our congregation singing the 46th Psalm. Welcome in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the sole King and only Head of the Church. This service comes to you from Martyrs Memorial, Free Presbyterian Church, Belfast. Our ministry is unapologetically biblical and warmly evangelistic. Today, the black shadow of the massive terrorist atrocity in the USA hangs over the whole world. Our sympathy and prayers are with the bereaved and suffering families. I have already delivered to the U.S. A ambassador, a letter of sympathy to President Bush, which will be personally given to him. I ask you now all to stand with me for a moment's silence, and then we will remain standing for prayer. O God, our Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by the inspiration of thine eternal Spirit, we bow before thee in prayer. Thou art our refuge and strength, a present help in the day of trouble. Thou dost know the agony and the darkness and the shadow that is upon this world today. Thou dost know those who are plunged into the depth of terrible, immeasurable grief. Thou dost know the broken homes, the broken hearts, and the broken bodies. We can only say, is there anyone who can help us? One who understands our need when the thorns of life have pierced us till we bleed? One who sympathizes with us, who in wondrous love imparts just the very, very blessing that we need? And by faith we can answer, yes, there's one. Only one, the blessed, blessed Jesus. He's the one. When afflictions press the soul, and waves of sorrow roll, and you need a friend to help you, he's the one. Lord Jesus Christ, thou art touched with the feeding of our infirmities, and in humiliation on earth, you drunk the bitter cup, and you know all that is happening in men and women's hearts. Draw near and comfort as thou alone can comfort, and speak thy peace in the midst of this terrible storm. We pray now for this service, that each hearer, both in this meeting house and in the wider radio audience, may know the presence of God and feel His power. And above all, may we all hear Thy voice. Speak, Lord, for Thy servants are listening. Oh, speak today through Thy word. Speak today through the gospel. Speak today through the raising up of Thy Son in gospel preaching. May men's hearts and women's hearts and the hearts of the youth turn to that cross where Jesus died for their redemption. Wash in that blood that cleanseth from all sin, and come into the glorious experience of sins forgiven and of peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And for the preaching of thy word this day, I take the promised Holy Ghost, the blessed power of Pentecost, to fill me to the uttermost. I take. Thank God he undertakes for me. And the people of God said, Amen. You may be seated. We're delighted in this service to have with us our Golden Jubilee Choir. We are celebrating our Golden Jubilee as a church, starting in Crossgar. And now we are on the five continents of the world. And our Jubilee Choir have kindly come to sing two pieces to us now. Hallelujah for the cross, and my hope is in the Lord. And we welcome our sister Gladys Strong, their leader. scripture lesson this morning is found from the gospel, is found in the gospel of Matthew at the chapter 24, reading at the verse 29 in the authorized version of the Holy Scriptures. Matthew chapter 24, verse 29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall never pass away. God will stamp with his divine blessing this reading from his very own infallible book. The hymn, Rock of Ages. Chapter 27 and the verse 1. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. The Bible, which is the Word of the living God was written to direct us to the only way of salvation from our sins, and to point out the path that we must tread through this world to the realms of eternal light and everlasting life above. The book of Proverbs is a marvel of divinely revealed principles set out in proverbial form, instilling into our mind guiding wisdom for our conduct in time. Temporal wisdom and spiritual wisdom run parallel in this book. My text states, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." I have five simple points to make. One, tomorrow, that's our day. Two, knowest not, that's our darkness. Three, what a day may bring forth, that's our destiny. Boast not, that's our duty. Thyself, that's our danger. One, tomorrow, our day. We've all been beaten in the past. We've messed it up. We've been conquered by it. We have not conquered it. Having come through the mauling and the bruises and defeats of the past, men have set their eyes on the future and beheld in that future an arena which, although untouched, they see as a platform and a theater where they may yet excel. So they use tomorrow as a salve for today. The future they treat as the place where they will succeed. The path not yet trodden as a sure way to success. They have not conquered the many days of past opportunities, but in their folly they paint for themselves a wonderful tomorrow. As yet you have no tomorrow. Its sun for you has not and may not arise. Tomorrow is not your day at all. Your only day is the now of today. Today is yours. Tomorrow is not yours. Why claim what is not yours when you have misspent what was yours and squandered it away? Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "Take no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." Two, knowest not, that's our darkness. Here is the darkness that encompasses our heart. We simply do not know anything about the future in which we place so much trust and hope. We know not that day which we seem to think could be a most successful day for us. Let me tell you that you could not entrust your soul to anything less real than tomorrow. Tomorrow is as powerless as the bubbles on the briny breakers. It is as insubstantial as the foam upon the sea. Tomorrow is all insubstantial. It is fleeting. It is seen for a little time and then vanishes away. The glass of tomorrow's anticipated joys and imagined hopes is so easily shattered. It is unreal. It is uncertain. It is the most brittle thing imaginable. It is the frailest thing on earth. Your soul is in darkness if it sees anything substantial here. Thou knowest not. Without Christ, we are in darkness and in the shadow of death. The whole world has been taught a fiercely highlighted message in the terrible atrocity which leveled New York's skyline to level one and made its rubble the cruel sepulchre of thousands of unsuspecting victims. The rulers of the Western democracies must learn the lesson that criminal terrorism cannot be dialogued with, for it is the lie incarnate. And its priests and acolytes are unchangeable liars. Think of it. Knifing young children in their hate. Hellish bloodsuckers indeed. Concession has turned terrorism into a monstrous beast which now rages forward to torment the whole world. A new and terrible dimension has been added to the terrors of our own unknown tomorrows. The infallible book of God states, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Here in our own province this week, we have seen the terrorists strike once again. Thank God their target, three gallant RUC officers, were divinely delivered. Three, what a day may bring forth. That's our destiny. Tomorrow is reaping day. Tomorrow is destiny day. There must be a reaping day. What we have sown, you and I must reap. The infallible book tells me, Galatians 6, 7, and 8, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. But he that soweth to his flesh, shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit, shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. How and when that destiny of yours and mine will overtake us and hasten us to our final judgment, none of us can tell. The secret of our future remains hidden. We cannot know what any day can bring forth, let alone tomorrow. How can we? The whole world has been sent to school this week. It has been made to sit in the kindergarten and learn this elementary message of eternal truth. We know not what a day may bring forth. This is a lesson which every generation has to learn, for it is very quickly forgotten by us all. The history of the world and our own personal experiences are branded with this important but unheeded warning. How often we have set our hopes upon one single thing, but the tomorrow came which we had not anticipated, expected, or planned for, and our hopes were dashed and our expectations crushed. Many a man is a wreck of what he was or what he could have been because he forgot that he did not know what a day may bring forth. Many have set their foot on an imagined future as if it were a marble slab, but they discovered it was broken reeds. The scythe of tomorrow's reaper soon cuts down the sword of foolish expectations. Tomorrow can bring nothing but anguish and grief if it is not seen in the context of the sovereignty of the God of truth. How terrible to realize that your yesterday is a canceled check. Your tomorrow a promissory note never to be cashed. And your today the only cash you had all squandered. Heed carefully the words of our blessed Savior. Enter ye in at this great gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way, that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. For boast not, that's our duty. Here is a duty upon which hangs the salvation of your immortal soul. How foolish to boast of a tomorrow of which you have no certainty whatsoever. Felix, having trembled at the preaching of the Apostle Paul, boasted that his tomorrows were his very own, and talked about a more convenient season when he would call on Christ. He was fooled by the devil's lie and perished in his sins. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Those whom Satan sets a boasting, he has set about destroying. There is no time to spare for the person who does not know Christ as Savior and Lord. Now is the only time you are sure of. There is never time to spare. It is the work of Satan to deceive you into believing that there is such a time. If you are not willing to come and receive Christ today, how do you think you will be willing to come tomorrow? What you are not willing to do now, you will still be unwilling to do tomorrow. You can be lost by good intentions, which you never will be able to carry out. May God teach you, boasting soul, to number your days and apply your heart unto wisdom. Waste not the only time you are sure of by the folly of satanic-inspired boasting. Pay heed to God's lament over a boasting soul. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end. Said yesterday, true tomorrow. When I was young like you, I too was fond of boasting of all I meant to do. But while I fell a-dreaming along the pleasant way, before I scarcely knew it, I found I was today. And as today so quickly my little course was run, I had not time to finish one half of the things begun. Would I could try it over, but I can ne'er go back. A yesterday forever, I now must be alack. And so, my good tomorrow, if you would make a name that history shall cherish upon its roll of fame, be all prepared and ready your noblest part to play in those new fleeting hours when you shall be today. Sanctify thyself. That's our danger. Do you know that you are your own most dangerous enemy? You think you know and you don't know. You think you can pick and choose, create a religion of your own and expect God to accept you. Yourself, your affections and lusts are keeping you from Christ. Christ came into the world to deal with yourself. Our sins he carried to the cross and atoned for them by shedding his most precious blood. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Today he calls you to himself. He promises you that he will never cast you out if you come. Pray that old prayer. I am coming, Lord, coming now to thee. Wash me, cleanse me in the blood that flowed on Calvary. May it be so for Jesus' sake. And the people of God said, Amen. The choir will now sing Beneath the Cross of Jesus. Passion of the redeeming Savior and the power of the risen Savior and the peace of the reconciling Savior and the pardon of the reigning Savior be our hope and stay and joy continually. And the people of God said, Amen. Choir remain standing and the congregation would stand. We'll sing the final hymn now.